You're gonna go ISO on the play.
All right. Give me just a moment. Let me double check, make sure this saved. It did. Cool. All right. Hello and welcome to the Home for Anime. I am your host, GPC, Great Podcaster Cali, and I would like to once again formally invite you to the tea room, which is somehow in the manga library. Drew, what did you do?
What are you talking about?
Why is the manga library in the same place as the tea room? Did you move the rooms when I was sleeping?
It was really hard, especially because we had to put like ear canceling headphones over you while you slept,
Oh
so the crew could,
man.
change around. We changed like the flooring and the foundation of the actual
I can see that.
home. Yeah, it was supposed to be an early Christmas gift, but I guess. Surprise.
Christmas gift. It's. Oh, okay. All right, sure. Well, I guess we're doing this then. Welcome to the tea room that is inside of the manga library. And thank you, Drew, for your kind gift and for joining me today.
Okay, you set that up. You put me on the spot. I
I
wasn't
know,
expecting
I know.
Okay, I was
I was
thinking
like,
like, do
how
I
much
make
of
a
a team?
fake construction crew?
I was
Like,
like, how much of a team player is he gonna be?
oh my goodness.
No, but
All right, in complete transparency, we did not change the rooms at all. I do
no.
have this small little model that I keep showing Cameron to see if, these will prove it, but we haven't made it past this stage. So.
Well, here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. How about we have some tea and bring it into the manga library and just make sure that we are drinking it away from all of the books.
Okay.
All right. So I'm thinking of
Or we can get some
masala
very long
chai.
silly straws so like we can read like with the drink safe distance away from the books.
I'm not mad at that idea. I'm really not.
We have to let it cool down though, like it'd be really hot.
It would.
Yeah.
No, we're just gonna get a couple of teacups and we're gonna make masala chai and talk about the girl from the other side from Mangaka Nagabe. How's that sound?
They dropped the manga title like three times at least in the actual story. I did the Leonardo DiCaprio snapping fingers pointing at TV meme.
Oh God, you're
Every
right.
time they said the girl from the other side, I was like,
So, as usual, we start by talking about the tea that we are drinking, which, as I said earlier, is masala chai, not masala chai tea, because chai is tea, as we learned from last year's Across the Spider-Verse. Now, masala chai is basically just a bevy of Indian spices and black tea. So we have green cardamom pods, black peppercorns, cloves, ginger, a cinnamon stick, fennel seeds, which are optional, the aforementioned black tea bags, cane sugar, and typically people put milk in it after they've boiled the tea, which gives it a more rich and smooth flavor. And the sugar just really helps amplify it, but maybe that's something that I do because I really like sweet drinks. But chai actually has a lot of benefits with all of the spices that it has. It's rich in antioxidants and it boosts heart health. It also improves digestion. It makes you more energetic and alert. It's good for your skin, which I guess I should have known because I haven't had acne in years since I started drinking masala chai. It reduces inflammation, which maybe I haven't been drinking enough masala chai because my bones ache. It's good for your teeth, which is great because I definitely need good teeth. And it helps fight off colds and soothes headaches. And for all of our female viewers, it soothes period pain, which wonderful. People say that it's also good for cognitive functions and it can help with focusing and soothe sore throats. Oh, and it also soothes nausea and relieves muscle pain. And it boosts your immune system. Wow, Masala chai is amazing, Drew. And you know what's very odd, too? Maybe it's the mixture of all of the spices with the black tea and then the introduction of milk. But taste aside, which is impeccable, it's also very heavily what Nagabe used as kind of these themes for the girl from the other side, if you've noticed. This complement of darkness and light.
I mean, they also have tea parties.
They do have tea parties. That was the other reason I wanted to do this.
Yeah. Is this what you would how do you think Shiva would respond if this is what you
She would
or react if you gave her?
probably say something like, "You just said a lot of words. Like you must know a
No,
lot
she'll be
about
like, "You're
tea,
so smart,
mister."
you're like teacher.
And it's like, "Yeah, you're like teacher. Like you just seem to know a lot about how the body works and you know a lot about tea." And I'd be like, "Thank you, Sheba. That is very kind of you to say." With all that being said, since this is a manga library, since this is a manga library episode, we will be providing spoilers as we dive deep into the story of the girl from the other side. So this is your warning. Now, Drew, would you like to tackle what the girl from the other side is about?
No.
Very well then.
I'm gonna cry. Essentially, it's a world in which there is a mythology built on lightness and darkness, two different entities that coexisted at some point, but due to feuds and theft from either side, I think mostly from the light side, things got a bit more drastic, and essentially there are people that are not only like in like literature, like other eyes, but like physically altered and changed through these actions that have kind of repeated and cycled through throughout the ages, right? We're introduced to two sides, and the story of Albert, sorry, the teacher, and Shiva is one of a life that can exist between these two ultimatums.
Good job. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. I imagine some other things we'll bring across
Yes, we
as it
will.
continues.
We will.
Yeah. How'd you find this story? How'd you come across it? Because my answer is, well, you told me to read it and I read it. And it was a very good recommendation.
This is going to sound very strange. I was scrolling
Was it the art
through
style? Oh, sorry.
the art style did draw me to it, very much
So
so.
awesome.
I came across this promotional anime that Wit Studio had created maybe around the time of the manga's inception, maybe after it had a few volumes under its belt, but I really dug the art style, so I just went ahead and I decided to read it because it just looked really pretty, and the original OVA was silent. There was nothing but motion, and I still found it striking. And the rest is history. This is one of the better manga that I think I've ever read. And it's because it's so beautiful.
How'd you feel about some of the action
Some of the action.
sequences? Because sometimes, I read a lot of shonen, action and manga is something I'm very familiar with. I had a little bit of difficulty keeping up with it, but I think it was ultimately a good trade-off because Like, especially some of the early designs and panels of like the teacher, particularly like the first instance of on the first other creature that you come across, outsider, that makes their way into Shiva's room. Like that whole portion of the story is very like abstract, and some panels is a little hard to keep up, but like it was done with a purpose, right? And that's something that you'll come across time and time again with this, with the manga.
Yes. I mean, I know you can say this about a lot of manga, but I feel like everything here is done very deliberately. And with the, I would say, intense, when there is action, the intense strokes of ink with the black and the white, it can be hard to read, but it also, I guess, leans more toward excitement for me as I'm trying to figure out and comprehend what's going on. So it's pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, it can't be understated just how gorgeous this is. It's nice to see some other kind of influences and art styles that this manga takes, with still having like the formatting of a manga. Really cool. There's a few drawings of Shiva that looks like something out of like Calvin and Hobbes. It's like very simplified depictions. It's very cute. I love it.
Yeah, that is precious, actually. I didn't even make that connection, but you're absolutely right now that I think about it.
Yeah, I feel like there's some, maybe Bones or like some other Western. It feels Western to me, and I don't know if it's because of just the art style, but also like the flavor of the fairy tale they're going for. I don't know. All is to say that it works well together. Found it very affecting. It did take me a little bit to get into at first, because the first few like 10 chapters or so is just kind of introducing you to the world, how it works. In some ways that felt kind of odd, but like once it ties back to everything at the end, it's like, okay, yeah, like you're just really setting out the groundwork. And it was worth the payoff. Like, it's worth trusting it in the moment.
Yeah. And also, and maybe this is just me, but I think another reason that I really got into it was the cottagecore aesthetic that we're initially introduced to.
The gothic cottagecore aesthetic. Maybe.
Yes.
Very dark and dreary, and I like it.
Yeah, I think that's like one of my favorite aesthetics. So that immediately pulled me in, because one of my favorite podcasts that I listen to is Southern Gothic, which I think that's literally just what it's called, Southern Gothic. And listening to that and listening to old folk and dark cottagecore playlist actually got me through reading this.
Yeah, you sent me a playlist to listen to while reading the manga, and it added a lot.
Oh, it really helped. It really helped with getting you through the playlist, for real. I mean, helped you get through the reading.
The music, or
Yeah.
no, I meant it more so like it heightened certain scenes, like them foraging for fruit. With the aunt or just themselves, but particularly in the moments where you're kind of treading into the unknown, like whenever they first look for the outsider with the head cut off, and then he says he can take them to meet mother, which at that point, Shiva thought it was talking about her aunt. But no, it's more like this maternal figure that's at the center of like the mythos of the world, at least for the darkness side. And like before you get to like the lake that they have to get submerged into, they're just kind of exploring through the woods and through the forest, and just having a lot of those ambient tracks in the background. Ooh, chef's kiss.
It did. It also amplified it for me. I would say it really helped to get me through it, because it's kind of strange how quickly this story is told, because it's only, I believe, 53 or 54 chapters.
The way that I read it, I didn't have access to the last chapter. So I had to find some other place to read it. But yeah, I was so upset. I was like, this can't be how it ends. I need to know, but I found a way around it. But yeah, it's short. It's like a quarter of the length of things I usually get into, which is
Yeah.
awesome.
And really, the entire story, I just think is so poetic. And I love that this is a familial dynamic because when teacher found Shiva, he found her in the woods having been abandoned by her aunt. And there's just something so great about parental figures who aren't parents in anime and manga, because you can tell
The
that they
found family
really,
trope.
that found family trope really does something for me.
Oh, 100%. It's a weak, I mean, that's a big reason why I love One Piece. I'm a sucker for it.
And just that they were able to have each other, especially because you find out that they had only been living together for about a month by the time we first meet them. But they both agree that it felt so much longer than a month. And really,
Well,
oh, go ahead.
for Shiva, it's like big part of her life to that point, because she's only existed for a few years, really.
Right, because she spent most of her life with her aunt and then spent X amount of time with teacher, and it just all went, it all transitioned so smoothly, and it's so odd that you see such love coming from both parties, even though he's so stoic and outsiders apparently aren't meant to feel. But throughout this story, you hear him say, "I'm feeling like, what is this feeling? I thought that I had abandoned feelings. Like, I can't feel cold, I can't feel heat, but I'm feeling something inside."
Yeah,
And
and then drawing it back to like the heart metaphors, and so because he always clutches his chest, especially whenever the aunt starts living with him for the first time before her tragic end. And it's like, there's pings of jealousy there, but also like of something being stolen away from you. That isn't exactly always jealousy. It's like discovery, but also just a place of vulnerability that it's really compelling, because even though he does feel those things, he time and time again, he thinks, maybe this is better off for the both of them. What I don't understand is, like, if he knew she was gonna lose her memory and that she would eventually, lose this second, not only her memories, but this other form of herself, why let Shiva go with her? Obviously didn't understand that like the transformation would be that rapid, or that loss would be that rapid. I don't know. Sometimes it was hard to tell just how much he knew and how much he didn't know.
I think there was a lot that he didn't know, or that he chose not to believe.
He's making informed decisions as a human and not as an outsider, right? And
I would
we
say so.
understand where that comes from and what makes him so different, but like,
And it
You
ramps
get
up the
before the
more.
revelation, you get that. But I don't know. So I got to see like some insight into how I read the story. There were like comments and things from like people that were also reading the story, and people were cooking that on up. I swear to God, they did not like her at all, which I can understand, but it was hard not to feel sympathetic toward her. Like, this is someone that has lived in society and has had these beliefs and these fears and these vulnerabilities, and just seeing them all play out, right? Like the benefit you get from Shiva being so young is that, she gets to experience things without prejudice, or at least in the same way that older humans do.
Yeah, honestly, she's just so, I guess, innocent. And I've when you figure out her affliction, right? And you figure out what she really is and how she came to be. It was incredible. We are very much skipping around here, but that's because there's a lot to cover in this short manga, and it's really the biggest revelation is that Shiva is an outsider, which we kind of knew from the get-go. But when we find out how she got her human form, I think that's when I, and that was probably the chapter before the last chapter, or two chapters before, I lost it. I mean, I lost it. Because it's telling, I suppose, how love is the greatest power on the planet and that it can move the unmovable.
I'll say it. Okay.
What are you
I thought you were
gonna?
gonna say it can move mountains.
No, mountains can be moved at some point. But it's
Erosion.
yes. But for an unfeeling outsider born from Mother Earth, they are meant to feel nothing. But upon teacher, who we find out to be Albert, a man who had a wife and a child, upon finding out that he did nothing but reach out his hand and say, "Please save me," somehow that caused something in that outsider who came to be Shiva, which the entire manga to me is a very striking look, at least in my interpretation, of humanity. Because how do I don't know if I would call the outsiders heretics. I don't know if religion is really a key theme in this at all, but it's the ones who, I guess, don't blindly follow something, who come to their own conclusions, their own interpretations by doing with their own thoughts and their own research. They're the ones who make out best. So it's more so, what is it that you follow? Do you follow what others say, or do you follow your own moral compass?
I think the benefit of being a fairy tale gives it that, like, there is a certain point where it can become allegorical for other things. Like you say, how you question how much religion plays a factor into the story. I would say quite a bit. I mean, there's parallels. I mean, the almost Catholic-like religion that they have. I mean, there is the father that is the ultimate, that is the pinnacle of authority there. And then the other side, you have someone explicitly called the mother. So not only is there like a paternal feud, but also like a parallel that looks opposite of each other, and you kind of need both. But as far as like some of the you mentioned that love can carry you forward and that it can make something out of this. It also puts you in a state of, and we see this time and time again, because they constantly have to move and fight, kind of like the most be vulnerable to both sides of this conflict. Like they're both susceptible, if not to the humans' atrocities, then to the curse itself, like the way that it kind of decimates you, or like the way you kind of have to accept the outcomes of this, like how, trying to think of the right word. You know, there's not a lot of wiggle room with the curse. Either you got it or you don't, but they found themselves in a special spot where they have like a small room for grace, you know?
Which leads to sacrifice a lot.
Yeah. I mean, that's how Albert became a teacher in the first place, right? He was sacrificing himself in order to save his village, or at least his like family.
And then the being who became Shiva sacrificed part of herself to save him, and then he sacrifices his soul to save her, and then she sacrifices herself to save him, and the soul gets transformed transferred so many times that eventually they only have a few moments left together, and the fact that they chose to spend them together.
God, kill me.
Yeah.
Kill me.
Because, yeah, you have these soldiers, you have this monarchy, you have these people who are afraid of the curse, you have people who want a pure soul, and at the root of everything, you just have these two characters who want nothing more than to live in peace as father and daughter, essentially, because in all actuality, Shiva is the daughter that Albert lost. When we find out Teacher's whole backstory as Albert, all of the trauma that he received after becoming an outsider, and his desire to not put that onto anybody else ever again, I felt nothing but sympathy. He's a man scorned, a man confused, and he just didn't know which way to go until what he could only see without realizing as part of his family comes along, and he feels complete again, or at least as close to complete as he's felt for a long time, because all that he wants is companionship and family. So I really love that about his character, and that, again, this outsider, this remnant of Mother, God, I'm getting Final Fantasy VII vibes. All that she wanted was to help him. It's awesome. It's that is the crux of, and you use the absolute correct term, of this fairy tale.
Yeah.
That love is the central theme of this fairy tale, this beautiful gothic cottagecore fairy tale, complete with a kingdom and an outside for everything. Everything about it is mystical and beautiful, from the artwork to the morals and storytelling. Nagabe really went off on this one. And I find myself rereading this constantly, because it's not ever because, like, oh, I need to find a deeper meaning. It always comes back to, I just think that despite all of the suffering, despite all of the pain that we cause to others, including the ones that we love, there is still something to be said about togetherness. And I love being able to see that in this story. All the disturbing religious themes aside, because they were straight up going to kill that child.
They killed their own villagers to test some hypothesis out about her curse bear.
Yeah, not great. Not great at all. But I don't ever really stick around for... It's funny because I know I should. I don't care about the kingdom side of the story. To me, this is a study of relationship between Teacher, aka Albert, and Shiva, and seeing what they've overcome and all the things that were defied that ended with them getting to spend what may or may not be their final moments together. It was great. It was amazing. And that was the best final panel that I have ever seen in any manga, where they both say they're going to take a nap. And they said, I remember my name. Will you call me by it? Will you call me by mine? Good night, Albert. Good night, Shiva. Then you turn over the page and they are both holding a flower crown. Love and nature win.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, are you crying?
No, I'm not crying. I got that out last night.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't go back for the disturbing implications. I just go back because I think it's really sweet. I think it's a
Nothing's implied. It's all pretty explicit.
make a good point.
Well, a lot of it is, yeah. But yeah. Can we talk a little bit on the art style? Jesus
Let's.
Christ. I know we mentioned a little bit about some of the other the art style less associated with manga, but Jesus Christ, is it beautiful. Like I'm glad it wasn't just like relying on its visual storytelling, that there was like a good narrative here. But even if it wasn't, like it still would have been a very strong experience.
I was going to say this could have easily been a silent manga, and no, that doesn't make sense. It could have been a wordless manga, and I still would have gotten a fair amount of what happened, which is an indication of how great the art is, which when you are working purely with black and white, as you know, mangakas do, you have to make the most out of what you have. And for Nagabe, it's not a lot of overly detailed pieces. It's, I don't want to say minimalist, but
There, yeah, there's it definitely carries like a similar vibe, but like there's just so much like expressive value and shadowing in a lot of these panels and pages, where it's like, there's a lot of effort and consideration that went into this. Like you'll just have a page that's mostly just ink, but there are so many ways. I mean, that's every manga ever, but like the actual image itself will be like mostly composed of like a thick shadow or something, but you can still make out what's in it. Crazy talent.
Oh, for sure.
Crazy skill, I should say.
Honestly, it's one of the prettiest books I've ever read, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, this is definitely on my list of get a copy of eventually at some point.
The deluxe editions are out, the hardcovers.
Ooh.
But
But they look slick.
yeah, I put this in the tea room because it soothes my soul from an aesthetic standpoint, because it's so beautiful, but also just because it makes me warm inside. And also, like, can we talk just briefly about how love can be suffering? Because he said something that tripped me out, where he said something along the lines of, I've enjoyed knowing you, but I can't necessarily say it was good to meet you.
Yeah.
Because in a sense, she did ruin his life by giving him a new one. It's like, am I doomed to lose over and over and over again? Well, at least I have this. And I love that they have the now, because that's what we end on. We end on the now.
Yeah. I think that's more him wrestling with himself. In that decision. Yeah. Don't know, haven't been cursed myself, so I don't want to speak for an
Yeah.
experience I haven't had.
Yeah, same. No horns here.
Well, I got horns, but
Oh my.
have to file them off every time.
Okay. All right. But how does it feel having read that? What did you
Thought you were
leave
gonna ask
with?
how's it feel to fall off my horns. It's not
No.
pleasant.
No.
No, but haven't read the manga. Bittersweet, something I'm sure people say a lot of, about this, like, definition of bittersweet. But yeah, overall a good experience. I'm glad I had it. It's one of those things where it's like you kind of go into something hoping it gives you a catharsis, and there's a bit of catharsis here. There was a purging of sorts, whether it be tears from my ducts or me getting through something else, like It's nice. And I know we said like the it only has like 50 odd chapters or so, but there's a good bulk of like pages in each chapter. It's pretty good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and like
this is
if
like
you're used to shonens,
non-novels.
like 17, 19 pages, it's more than that per
Yeah, there's
chapter.
like non-level chapters.
I still need to get through Nana.
I'm working through it now. Really good. Very, it's very like early 20s dramatic, but we'll get into that later. But overall, I mean, do you have anything else that you'd like to address with this? I know this is kind of a shorter episode.
No, I'm good. Sorry, I had a yawn.
No, you're good. I honestly will never stop singing this manga's praises. It really, just the things that we touched on. I know it seems a bit random. We did essentially give away the ending, but what I would say is reading this through and through, based on what we have and have not given you. Like, we've given you enough so that you should explore it. We hope that you explore it based on what we've said, because it's just an impeccable manga. It's beautiful in every sense of the way, and I'm honored to have read it, which,
Also just awesome like monster designs, like creature
oh my
designs.
God,
Holy hell,
yes.
dude. Oh my God. Fantastic.
Wonderful world building. But yes, I am happy that I read it. I'm happy that I was able to convince you to read it, and that we were able to have our own little fan session about this for ourselves and for the listeners of the Home for Anime, because it's truly a special manga for me, and I'm just glad that you agreed.
Yeah, definitely worth the binge.
Yeah. Well, Drew, with that being said, if any of you want to follow me, you can do so on Instagram at Anime Alpha Goat. Drew does not have Instagram. If you want to
I
email
sold
me,
it.
yeah, he did sell it actually. He's a trillionaire now.
I wasted it all though.
I see. Well, it's nice while it lasted.
It didn't even last at all. It was before it even hit my bank account. I was trying to switch bank accounts, and the banks that the trillionaires use, you have to actually pay in the trillions before you can like store the rest of your trillions. I don't
Gotcha. One of those Swiss bank accounts would have been nice.
The trees is nice. The only thing with holes is my wallet. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, if you want to email me recommendations, you can do so at ouranimehome@gmail.com. And if you want to support what it is that I'm doing, then please consider donating to the Patreon or the Buy Me a Coffee, which mine is actually called Buy Me a Tea.
Buy my man's a tea set
Yes.
so we can have tea
Yes.
parties.
Yes. And also, please consider joining our Discord server, because it's just a lot of fun and we have some very sweet members on there, including Drew.
Hello, I check periodically.
Yes. But with all that being said, thank you all for listening. Thank you once again, Drew, for joining on this fine volume. And I will work to get all of these rooms more organized, because it's looking a bit cluttered in here.
Yeah, let me take some of these mangas off your shelf for
Sure.
y'all.
Sure, we'll talk about that when we're done with the recording. But thank you all once again, and we are out.
Peace.